Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Now, hairdressers, barbers, nail technicians and salon owners across County Donegal have taken on additional training far beyond their craft to try and recognise signs of domestic abuse, coercive control and addiction. And we're asking, should all employers, should all businesses have to consider this type of training for staff? Katrina is with me on the line today. Katrina is a stylist at Terence Boyle Hairdressing. You took part, Katrina, in this course, is that right?
Yeah, I did indeed. Yeah, yesterday. It was very good now, in fairness.
Yeah. Why did you guys decide to participate?
Well, we were just asked, would we like to go? And I thought it'd be really interesting because it's not an area I would have known much about. And I probably wouldn't really have known how to broach the subject or even maybe look out for the signs.
And everybody knows the hairdresser's chair, the salon, is often the place, Katrina. You know, people have very intimate friendships with their hairdresser that they build up over the years.
Yeah, you build up a wee rapport, and also it's like a mixture between a friendship and a professional friendship, I suppose. And things do over time get disclosed that, you know, you don't always know what to say. So it was good to get that wee bit of help where we can signpost people if ever needed in the right direction.
Would you, without, you know, obviously giving us personal details, but over the years, Katrina, would you have felt, you know, God, I wish I could have stepped in or maybe
had the answer? Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I've had a few instances, different times, where you were just like, oh, I don't know if I said the right thing or have I pointed them in the right direction, and you kind of doubt yourself. So this gives you a wee resource where you're like, yeah, I have these numbers. I know these organisations exist, that you can kind of go, oh, do you know what's good? Or you can go to the Women's Centre. They're very helpful. Things like that you wouldn't always have known about.
Yeah, because, I mean, like if somebody is sitting in front of you, I mean, you're working obviously at their head, you see their neck, top of their back. Yeah. I mean, if there's physical signs, but there's the personal, I suppose, and the emotional symptoms that are there as
the
well.
Emotional, you can always, like, I suppose you could spot that maybe. The emotional side, whether a wee bit quieter in themselves or just a wee bit more down. And it's good to know that you can say, oh, do you know, did you ever think about contacting your GP or things like that? It's a hard one, but it will give you the confidence after sitting the course yesterday that you would be able to broach that.
HSE Addiction Services Lead Donna McGee is joining us here as well, Katrina, because you were one of the organisers of the event that Katrina's talking about. Is there a responsibility on businesses to do training like this, Donna?
Hi, Andrea. Well, I suppose it's not even...
Hang on a second. I'm just going to reconnect with you there, Don. I think we've lost your line. Just bear with us for one moment. 087 1400 106. That's the WhatsApp number. Terence from Terence Boyle Hairdressing Group is with us on the line. Because Terence, you're one of the many salon owners that are, you know, I suppose, providing this additional level of training. Why did you as an employer decide to do this?
Good afternoon, Andrea. Thanks for getting in touch with us. Listen, this is just something that... it's a brilliant initiative by the HSE and Donna and all the bodies there yesterday. You know, us, our salons, you know, it's, as you talked about there does become a bond between the stylist and the customer over the years. And, you know, you can spot things. So it's a great initiative. It's an initiative that we're very proud to be involved with, and Donna for asking us to get involved and all the salons there yesterday. There's such a great turnout. So it's an initiative that hopefully going forward that we can get into other industries, you know, and hopefully hairdressing and beauty maybe lead the way on it a little bit, yes.
Yeah, because we mentioned there was barbers there too, nail technicians, professionals working in the world of aesthetics as well. Like often those client rooms are nearly like a confession box.
Yeah, listen, I mean, it's definitely something we would have seen, you know, I know domestic abuse, but also... It was, you know, addictions of, you know, substance abuse and alcohol, and that's something that you would notice maybe a bit more, you know, visible signs, you know, but there's a new barcode system there in place, so there's a lot of thought put behind it, not by hairdressers or by barbers. We're the tool for it, but the HSE and all the bodies there yesterday, you know, they've really put it deep. The guards were there, everybody was there. They've really done their homework on this, and I'm just delighted that it's that is our industry, that they have seen the bond between us and the customer, that they have probably used us in a way to see how it rolls out. But fantastic, and hats off to everybody involved. Mm. And we're just delighted that as the hairdressing industry, that it's starting it off and getting involved in it. Yeah.
Donnie, you were one of the organisers of the event. Why did you decide to pull something like this together?
Well, we have a demonstrated history. We've worked for a long time very closely interagency with An Garda Síochána, with the domestic violence services locally, the HSE and the Northwest Regional Drug and Alcohol Task Force. And one of the things that kept coming up is when somebody may present to the domestic violence service or to the An Garda Síochána or to our own addiction services, they may have said, it was my hairdresser convinced me to go. I was telling her what was going on and my hairdresser convinced me, or I was talking to her. And we heard that a number of times. And then we sat together and we said, okay, what can we do to look at this issue? Because a lot of people are living in very difficult situations. Definitely we've seen an increase in numbers since COVID. So what we wanted to do was to try and put the information out there so people know that there is support. And we know that it's such an, as you say, Andrea, such an important and trusted role.
Yeah.
To be a hairdresser, a beautician. It is like a confessional box. People do talk to them and tell them what's going on in their lives. And we want people to be able to support and signpost, not feeling that they need to hold that or feel, oh, I can't tell anyone. It's about trying to equip them with the knowledge and skills. Mm. So that was why we really wanted to do it. And we were absolutely delighted with such a turnout yesterday. Like on a sunny day, on a day off, we had over 50 salon professionals, which is a real testament to them and their commitment to supporting their clients.
Yeah. And what are the tips? Like, what do you say to people? I'm thinking of other business owners listening today that, you know, maybe have customers or clients over the years that have said, you know, this has gone wrong, or I need help, or I'm looking for advice, or this is my story. What should you say to people?
Well, the one thing is, that's why we did the QR codes, because it links to all the support services. It's about being non-judgmental and not saying, you know, listening. And one of the things that we're offering after this is SARE training. That's a training that the HSE offer, and it's focused on screening and brief interventions around drugs and alcohol. So it's basically focusing on support, ask and assess, offer assistance and refer on. So everybody that attended yesterday, we got their email address, and we're going to email them all and offer them a number of dates to do the follow-on training. And we've also given them a domestic recovery toolkit book, which has all the support numbers.
Yeah.
And services. So I think people are feeling they need to have all the answers. And Andrea, nobody needs to have all the answers.
Yeah.
The most important thing, we think, is for someone to be able to listen. And say, look, that's really hard for you. This is where you can get support if you're ready. Because we had a survivor there yesterday tell her story. And she said it was her hairdresser noticed a bruise in the back of her neck. Her daughter had got chewing gum in her hair. She went in, the hairdresser noticed a mark on her neck. And she had kind of been living with this situation for so long, she thought it was normal. And the hairdresser didn't kind of say, you need to go, or anything like that. What they did was they gave her the information for the domestic violence services.
The hairdresser copped it. And
she said it was, yeah.
So I'm just thinking of the Ask for Angela safety campaign that was rolled out in bars and clubs and restaurants previously. I think where, you know, customers could effectively come up and you could ask a staff member for Angela, you know, as a signal that people might need help. Is this a sort of a similar campaign, or in an ideal world, is that maybe where you'd like to see more businesses getting involved, Donna?
We would love to see more businesses getting involved, and anybody that wants to get involved, we will very happily organise training for them. I mean, we're very willing to do this. We want to roll it out across the region, so we'll be organising more trainings. And we did an evaluation as well, so we'll take the feedback on board from the evaluation we got and tailor it exactly to suit people's needs and see what other gaps are identified. But we're very happy to roll it out to anyone who wants it, because there is a lot of people in difficult situations, and sometimes it's straight away. Like, the one thing that was emphasized yesterday by the guards and the domestic violence services is you don't say to people you need to go, because you know, it can be a very dangerous time for people whenever they do decide to leave, and it needs to be managed very carefully when people are in difficult situations. And the other thing that was emphasised by the guards yesterday is they see a lot of people who the perpetrator, it suits them to get them linked, hooked up on drugs or alcohol because they're more compliant or they're easier to manipulate. So sometimes we see people who have drug or alcohol issues, and it can be a coping mechanism for what's going on in their home environment. And in other occasions, they may be living with a person with drug or alcohol issues. So what we want to make clear is, if you're living with someone with a drug or alcohol issue and they want support, we have that support available for you or your partner.
Okay.
But even if they don't want support, Andrea, we can support the family member.
Yeah, that there is services that are there. And I know it's not about, I suppose, an onus on businesses or employers to be the people best equipped to do this. But as Katrina said, you know, you have people that are maybe sitting in front of you or that you're dealing with as a customer. And maybe you are that person they confide in. It's no harm at all in having those kind of support services to hand that you're able to pass on to people. Katrina from Terence Boyle Hairdressing. Terence as well, thanks a million. And Donna McGee there is the lead with the HSE Addiction Services. But really appreciate your time here on Lunchtime Live.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.